Madam Clerk, please read item 4.
Item number 4 from the County Executive, appointing Brian Tafora to the position of Director of Economic Development for Milwaukee County.
Torhoister.
Yes. Good morning, Chairwoman and Supervisors. Tia Torhorst from the Office of the County Executive. I want to congratulate you on all of your elections and say that the County Executive and all of us on staff are excited to work with you for the next 4 years, whether it's on this committee or any other. As part of county ordinance, as required after election, we have some specific directors that we bring back to you for reappointment every 4 years, and Mr. Tafora is one of those. I'm happy today to be presenting him. In less than a year, Mr. Tafora has aggressively pursued opportunities to attract and retain employers and solicit development proposals for the county's assets that are prime for development. The county executive is thrilled with how Mr. Tafora has been representing the county and taken a position that historically has been very underutilized and turning that around into one that hopefully will promote the county in a way that both the county executive and the county board of supervisors will have many good things to talk about for the county in the coming years. At this point, I'm happy to turn over the microphone to Mr. Tafora for any questions that you may have.
Before we do that, I would like Corp Counsel to address the issue of the residency and the change of the ordinance. If Mr. Grady could come forward and please inform us what the impact of approving a candidate who has indicated that he has not yet met that residency requirement.
I'm sorry, Madam Chairwoman. I don't have the revised ordinance in front of me, and I don't want to speak and make a mistake without taking a look at it. I know it's been changed, and I want to have it in front of me.
Why don't you review that? We'll hear from Mr. Tafora. My understanding is we have now revised the residency requirement to permit us only to extend residency for one additional period of 6 months, and I want to know what the impact of that will be on the appointment of Mr. Tafora. But why don't you review that, and we'll hear from Mr. Tafora.
I think the question, and correct me if I'm wrong, Chairwoman, is whether this appointment and confirmation sort of restarts the clock. I think that's
correct.
The issue. And so if it does, then it would be basically 6 months to obtain residency and then a 6 month extension from county board approval of the appointment. Let me
would you please check that? We'll hear from Mr. Tafora while you're doing that. Mr. Tafora, if you could state anything you like, and also I know you've made some comments about your attempt to meet residency, so if you could address that as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. Good morning, Madam Chair and supervisors. Brian Tafora, current director of economic development. I think those of you who are here, if you could remember back to last July when I first sat in front of this committee, what economic development actually looked like then for the county and really what we had going on, or I should say what we really didn't have going on. And if you compare it with today, I think it's truly remarkable what we've been able to do together. I think we really should all be proud of what we've been able to accomplish in this short amount of time together, and I really am looking forward to working with all of you for the next 4 years. I'm enthusiastic and excited of what we were able to accomplish really in less than a year, and so give us 4 years, and I think we really can turn Milwaukee County around. Thank you. I'm sorry, you want me the residency thing? Yeah, sure. Absolutely, I'm happy to do that. I currently reside in Cedarburg, which is in Ozaukee County. My house has been for sale for a while now. I have a wife, and I have a 6-year-old, a 4-year-old, and an 11-month-old at home. I'd love to move into the county. The housing market in Cedarburg, unfortunately, hasn't been there. I don't have the financial assets to buy another house while I still pay a mortgage on that one. And it's extremely difficult to bring the wife and the 6-year-old and the 4-year-old and the 11-month-old to a little apartment somewhere in the county in order to kind of bridge that gap. And so that's kindly work. I'd love to be here. House is still for sale. It's aggressively on. It's Coldwell Banker has it. I'm not doing it on my own. They're aggressively marketing it, and hopefully I can move into the county as soon as possible.
Thank you for addressing that. Committee members, Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I am going to move approval, taking the initial comments is that there has been much going on for quite a while in our area. Wasn't emphasized much at the end of the last administration. Proof is in the pudding. We have reports coming today about the transit station, Park East, county grounds, yet many issues coming up. So there has been not much movement in business development all through the last 4 or 5 years, as you well know, because of the recession and the banks and the loans, and we haven't seen so much. I can think of Mr. Zilber's thing, but I can't think of much else because the money has been there. It's been difficult to get. We've seen a change now, so we certainly should look forward to 4 years now. And coming up, we have these major things coming up here that I'm excited to hear more about as you go through today, and we'll give us some reports, but in the future, and we need to move in all these areas. Some cooperation obviously is needed, you know, kind of nice and exciting to talk about the city, but we have a role ourselves to play here in the Park East, and I hope we keep that in mind. It's our land. I want to make sure we get the bang for our buck, and you know, in the deals that come, I know we have to give some incentives, but I'm going to be careful on making sure Milwaukee County gets really what we need to get, and I'm sure you're interested in that too. So there's a lot on the table. We're anxious to see what you can do in this area, and we hope to give you our support on that too. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Supervisor Jones.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Tafora, with respect to the employment history, could you give me some dates? Wisconsin Business Council, Midwest Foundation, for some dates as far as the length of time you were at.
Yeah, sure. Madam Chair, Supervisor.
Because there are no dates here.
Okay. Sure. The Wisconsin Business Council and the Midwest Foundation for Media Research, I started in 2008.
Both in
2008, in the middle of a downturn. I started the Wisconsin Business Council with about 10 members, and when I left to come to the county, there was about 40 members. Before that, for the last 10 years, I was in the financial services as an investment advisor. I think that it's on there strong, Northwestern Mutual, Tolan Shuler.
You've got exit advisors?
Yes. Yep. That was all from probably 2000 to 2008.
Exit advisors, 2000 to
2008? All of them in total, 2000 to 2008. I started out at Strong when there was a Strong.
Okay.
In 2000, I think, 2002, when things started to go south there, unfortunately. And then I spent the majority of time at Northwestern Mutual. And then I was at AXA for the probably 06 and 07.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Any other comments on the application?
Yes,
Supervisor Stable.
We're going to get hear from Corp Counsel on the clock. I'm a big supporter of residency. I think you're going to work for the county, you got to live in the county. I can understand your department head. So we need to get understanding on that. I mean, I can support an initial six, you know, another 6 months, but after that, I mean, I really need to be in this county somewhere. So we need to figure that out.
Yeah, and apparently Mr. Grady's not returned yet. Any other questions for Mr. Tafora? Otherwise, I think we'll temporarily lay this over until we can get Attorney Grady to come back and respond to the question on the residency issue and take it up again at that time if there's no objection. And Mr. Tafora, if you bear with us, I appreciate that you'd like to get a response on that. But Madam Clerk, we'll temporarily leave number four aside and ask you to call item